another when. Pain awaited me when I awoke. I was no stranger to it, for I was a warrior born, a Primarch. And it took a Primarch to know how to really hurt another. Kurz must have been well schooled, for my body was alive with pain. It brought me back from a torpor of unconsciousness into a world of nerve-shredding, white-hot agony. Even I, Vulcan, who have stood in the mouth of a volcano, who have endured the nucleonic cleansing fire of a missile strike and lived, even for me, this hurt. I screamed, opening my eyes. Through vision-drenched arterial red, I saw a cell no larger than the hold of a gunship. It was black, with circular walls, metal-forged, and without any door or gate that I could see. First calming the urgent pulse of blood drumming through my hearts, I then slowed my breathing. Shock and severe injury were retarding my efforts to control my body, but my will was stronger, and I regained some semblance of function. I blinked, banishing the red rime of clotted blood that had crusted over my iris like a dirty lens. Aching bones and limbs protested, but I managed to rise. It was as if a titan's foot was resting on my back. I took a faltering step, but staggered, falling painfully on one knee. I hadn't walked in a while. I'd no idea how long. The cell was abjectly dark, and despite my enhanced eyesight, I'd lost all sense of time. Rising to my feet again, I trembled, but stayed upright. Waiting like that for a few moments, it could have been an hour, it was difficult to gauge, the tremors ebbed and then ceased entirely as my strength gradually returned. I got three more steps before the shackles binding me to the wall yanked me back. I scowled, looking down at the chains fettered around my wrists and ankles, as if seeing them for the first time. Another was fastened around my neck, attached to a collar. I pulled at one experimentally, assessing resistance. It did not yield. Even with two hands, I couldn't break the chain.
"You're wasting your time."
A familiar voice uttered from the darkness, making me quickly turn.
"Show yourself," I demanded. My throat was sore from the sharp air in this place, and my voice lacked conviction because of it.
Even so, a face loomed out of the shadows at my command. It was pale, framed by closely cropped black hair with sunken cheeks and cold, glassy eyes. Sharks have eyes like that, dead eyes. But it was a man, not a shark at all. It was my brother, one I barely recognized.
"Pleased to see me?"
asked Ferus Manus in gravel-raw tones.
"What? How is this possible?"
I began before the blade slipped into my side. As white fire exploded in my flesh, I realized that my jailers were here too, waiting silently in the dark. They'd brought a great many swords with them. I heard them slip from scabbards before they sank into my body. Before I blacked out, the charnel stink of Kurz's breath washed over me, and as I fell again, I caught a last glimpse of my cellmate. Those same dead eyes staring, Ferris lifted his chin. Around his neck was a bloody scar, partly clotted with Primarch blood. I knew the wound. I had inflicted several during my time as a warlord. It was from decapitation.
"As you can see," he answered, "it's not possible."
And my world was swallowed by darkness.